The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, different now, are you all in checkerboard time again? You read us on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. Just see the difference you read up makes and beat it right along.
Night the quite that throbbing, disgusting, pus-filled pustule with Big Fatty. But I digress.
Medication.
The full moon and making me sad. I don't know how I got onto the fat thing.
Medication.
I've completely lost how I got there.
Medication.
Can you help me?
Medication.
Oh, medication. Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm here to serve.
Okay, so to alleviate this problem, whatever it caused.
Medication.
Here's what happens, my lovies. I get this
medication
sense, this feeling of
medication.
Oh, there's absolutely nothing to look forward to, and it's just dreadful. And all of the things I was telling, like I said, I was telling Gucci.
Medication.
All of the things that you live with on a daily basis that are troublesome in your life, whatever they are, and we all have troubles that come from various directions.
Medication.
Become at these periods, and usually around the full moon.
Medication.
They become almost too much to think about.
Medication.
Now, they're not changed. They're not any more, you know, money worries aren't any heavier around the full moon than they are when it's not full moon. But
medication.
The feeling of dread about the money worries, or the feeling of dread about the work situation. All of the stuff that you worry about becomes not unbearable.
Medication.
But they become
medication.
Burdensome and sorrowful. And it just kind of sucks the life out of you.
Medication.
And then you add into that, I'm not going to make this a bitch fest, my sweet and most wonderful.
Alan was so appreciative about that because it's never a bitch fest on this show.
Thank you.
You are ever so. Move forward.
I'm trying to.
Medication.
So, what I was saying was that in addition to this full moon shit, a lot of people have been disappointing me.
Medication.
You know, that's not unusual, lovies. One of the reasons I'm a misanthrope and one of the reasons that I have secluded myself and excluded myself and insulated myself away from people is because people, 9 times out of 10, people disappoint me.
Medication.
But I do let certain people in. By the grace of my good nature.
Medication.
And Gooch's insistence. I let people in.
Medication.
Especially if I've grown to love and trust you.
Medication.
But I've found that even those that I love and trust.
Medication.
Of late.
Medication.
Are kicking me in the gonads. Not all of them. No, no, no.
Medication.
But some of them. And some of the important ones.
Medication.
Are kicking me in the gonads. And it's getting to me.
Medication.
My sweet and most wonderfuls. Now, please, I need sweet emails of commiseration.
Medication.
This is a phase. This is a moment in time. My sweet and most wonderful lovies, very much so and very likely, the very next program, going to go suck a gas pipe.
So here's goodbye. So soon, you'll find your separate way. With time so short.
Medication.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That throbbing, disgusting, pus-filled pustule, Big Fatty.
Medication.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 48, 41 of the BFO for right, the 28th. Of August 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we'll tell you all about my day and probably another follow-up question. She's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're fishies today, because y'all, today it is the full moon, and it is the sturgeon moon. Now, you may ask, what the hell is a sturgeon? Well, y'all, it's a fish. Native American tribes and early settlers named it after the giant lake sturgeon of the Great Lakes. August was the time when these freshwater fish were most easily caught in shallow waters. Big fatty, they were anyway. And y'all, the sturgeon moon that's happening today, y'all, it's also a lunar eclipse. And y'all, that is when the Earth comes between the sun and the moon, and y'all, you can see it. I think, yes, Big Fatty, yes, let's go look.
By the silvery moon.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear, I see y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, two. Anniversariums. Y'all, the first is today. Y'all, two of the sweetest people I know out there. Y'all, they've been here to the villa many times. I've been up to their establishment. You know, that's the Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Yes, Big Fatty, the place for all your holiday shopping. It's true. The official music director of the BFO, Big Fatty, is he aware of you playing with the Suno?
Well,
if he listens, he is. Big Fatty. Y'all, I am talking about the two lovers of the Love Island. Y'all, I'm talking about Brandon and Alex. Big Fatty, we love Brandon and Alex. And y'all, then on Saturday, kind of a bittersweet anniversary. Y'all met these two folks at Pride 48 and at the Hot Rod Hotel. And y'all, one's gone to glory and the other's gone to Arizona. Hey, y'all, I'm talking about none other than Gavin and Jim. Big Fatty, we love Gavin and Jim. We do.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, neither one of them listen to the show anymore. They may have briefly at one time. Y'all, the first was the N in PNS, Big Fatty. Y'all met him at my first meet and greet in the Chicago's. Y'all, he was under the kilt. He went under the kilt. Hey, please, we're trying to keep our Cheerios down. Well, anyway, and y'all, he's turned into quite the Johnny nowadays. Mrs. La 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 Lauren, you know, she's the number one fan of the BFO for 2026. Y'all, she shared some photos of some very revealing photos. You know, I believe they're kind of they're artsy, as they call it.
Yes, because that's so they can be naked and then black and white. That's true.
Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only PNS Noah.
Big Fatty, we love Noah.
And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all met this person I want to say it was at Rat World for it may have been for one of the G'days, although I'm not 100% sure about that. Y'all, he came down with everybody's favorite root vegetable. Y'all, he's, and y'all, I saw him when I went up to, Granny and I went up to the Northern Mexico to visit.
Yes, Big Fatty, I hear there's a renaming of big bodies of water.
Well, I something came across the feed on that. Y'all,
just as sweet as he could be. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Short Bus. Big Freddy, we love Short Bus. So, y'all, if you see PNS Noah or the Short Bus or Alex and Brandon or Jim, well, you wouldn't see Jim, or Gavin, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal or anniversarium. And Big Fatty, I hope everyone gets a big old piece of cake. Now, it doesn't need to be a sturgeon cake. You know, that's just the vulgar. I mean, only Miss Bevo likes to eat a cake that tastes and, well, anyway, you know what I mean. Y'all back over here at the follow-up questions. Number 21 from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon asked, do you think the hats would have liked me? Well, like in Ingmar Bergman film of the 1960s, Miss Bacon is alluding to death, a topic usually calendared for after So-So Question Month has concluded, i.e. June. The hats are dead. Dead people are reluctant to show their preferences. The SSQD sees much truth in that. Even when the SSQD's hats were alive, as a rule, they never opined about any of the SSQD's friends or partners or asked which is which. The SSQD finds this to be a good rule. Now, the desk's follow-up question is, does Patty Bacon from Nitrobon, North Dakota, dwell on mortality as much as her cousin? Should the SSQD and DA, or you know, that's the Social Question Desk and Detective Agency, be checking graveyards and funeral homes in the Nitrobon area? Well, an excellent follow-up question here, and I don't know. You know, I'm worried sick about Patty Bacon. Maybe Patty can answer that from the great beyond. Big Fatty Patty Bacon's in the great beyond. Well, no, I didn't really mean that. But y'all, Miss Bacon has a follow-up question to her So-So question number 21. And she says, all the Bacons love cemeteries and all should dwell on death. Okay. Well, you know, Digger would like to hear that philosophy, and you know, maybe Patty Bacon is in a cemetery somewhere. Big Fatty, I'm sad now. Oh, poor Big Fatty, poor Patty. This used to be the spirited happy music. Well, y'all, I thought since it's Alex's anniversarium, I would put his spirited happy music in the Suno and just see what it came up with. And this is it. And y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I had a quiet evening here, read more of my book, and then it was time for Big Brother. And they had the competition to do the power of veto, and that y'all, that Lala won, and she took herself off the block, and y'all, that D, y'all, I'm telling you, that D and Devin's, y'all, they need to get them out quick. Dee put up Mallory, and y'all, she was mad as a snake, I tell you. And y'all, after that was over, I headed to bed, slept like a baby, got up on Thursday morning, read the paper, had my coffee, did my puzzles,
Had my brofkas, more cheese toast. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I started my nipple walking, and I did a couple of miles here in the villa, and then I was off. I was off to senior size class. Did that, came back, and I, what did I do? Oh, I had me a little bowl of cereal as a little snackette, and y'all, then I hopped in the shore, and then I was off. I was off to the coos. Y'all had coos cash, and y'all was gonna, it's gonna expire on Monday. And I said, no, I will not let my coos cash expire. Y'all, I got me a new set of three little bamboo cutting boards. I've got, had the plastic ones, but they say those aren't supposedly good for you. Yes, but they're much better to get splinters in your teefies. Well, anyway, we'll see. And y'all, from there, I went over to the Lowell's because I had the 10% off coupon. And y'all, I bought me some insulation tubing for my outdoor water heater. Because, you know, We got below freezing too long, and, you know, you got to keep that insulated. And my other stuff was just crumbling and everything. So I got a couple of things for that. Y'all, I got me a shovel. Got me a brand new shovel. Y'all, it was only about $13. I thought that wasn't bad. And Big Fatty, that's before the 10% off. It's true. And I got, what else did I get? I got some green twisty ties, because y'all need to kind of bring some of my little trees, you know, they kind of grow in three different branches, and I need to kind of bring them together so they don't grow together, you know, they don't become one branch, but it looks like it if you put the green twisty ties in there to kind of help them hold their shape. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a little tree girdle. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a little tree girdle. And y'all, then I came back here, and what else did I do? I just decided I needed to put my feet up for a little bit, so I... I put my feet up, and I didn't go to sleep, but it sure was nice to put my feet up. And then I said, unlike Cricket Hat, I did not forget to record the little show. Y'all, I know it's too late by the time you hear this, but Thursday night, the 1,000th episode of the Big Brother. So, y'all, it should be, and y'all, it's a super-sized one, an hour and a half. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on that tonight. Y'all, I'm afraid, I don't know who's going home, but it'll either be Taylor or Mallory or Drew. So, but y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, Friday at Fatty's, we're having the Big Meat Brofkas. And so that should be good. Y'all, I know I've played a lot of the Suno music this week. Y'all, I'm just playing. And I hope y'all can find a little bit of enjoyment in it as much, probably not as much as Big Fatty finds in it, but y'all... Yeah, it's lovely, just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal from out there in Walnut Hills. I'm wondering if she'll be having a skull-shaped sturgeon to celebrate the full moon. How about it, old gal?
That throbbing, disgusting, pus-filled pustule, Big Fatty.
Medication.
Oh, Big Fatty. She pretty much summed it up right there. Medication.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.